Approval of agenda. Has everyone had a chance to review the agenda?
Sir?
Yes, everybody with it?
Yes, sir.
A motion?
This is Buffington. I'll make a motion to approve.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, Denise. Yes.
Buffington?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Any discussions? Approval of the minutes.
Slam.
Has anyone had a chance to review the minutes? September 19th, regular meeting. If there's any correction to be made. If not, I will ask for a motion.
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, Denise.
Smith?
Yes.
Buffington?
Yes.
Petrie?
Yes.
Chairman's report. Really don't have any report, other than we have this New Mexico Bread trophy back here, which any horse in New Mexico Bread gets a plaque to put on it, and it travels from track to track, and the owner that a horse gets a smaller one for his trophy case. That's pretty neat. That's the first time I've ever seen that. But
and that's for $1 million winners?
$1 million winners. New Mexico Bread $1 million winners. Dustin brought it. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, agency directors, Izzy.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Izzy Trejo, Director of the New Mexico Racing Commission. Just a handful of things to report on this past month as time flies by and we head into the holiday season. The agency's been dealing very much so with the United States Department of Agriculture and the New Mexico Livestock Board in regards to a equine infectious anemia. You can call it an outbreak through the Southwest, mainly Texas and California. We've been addressing the matters pretty promptly with the guidance from the USDA. We've had to quarantine a couple of horses here in New Mexico, or maybe a few, as better said. So far, just trying to do our duty to protect the larger racing population in the state, to protect our racetracks from having to shut down. I also want to report that our CFO, Amber Trujillo, in-house counsel, Richard Bustamante, and myself appeared before a subcommittee up in Santa Fe yesterday in regards to our budget. Not a lot of questions were made to the commission other than the six racing license topic, which traditionally comes up, and we're always asked about that. We told them no, dust has been moved off that subject for quite some time. They also asked about the situation in Redoso with the catastrophes that we've had there this past summer. Reported that the downs at Albuquerque, Redoso, commission, everyone involved work hand in hand to relocate the race meet over here to run the All-American in Albuquerque. And it went as smoothly as you could ask. They think it went real well. They asked about the horse population in New Mexico. We answered it two ways. One, the thoroughbred industry is just collapsing as far as numbers go throughout the whole nation, and New Mexico's the same. Don't have a lot of thoroughbreds in the state anymore. Quarter horses, we feel that there's a fairly significant supply to keep us going pretty well. So they're informed, so they know. And I think that may go hand in hand with the six racing license topic. I can only guess and read between the lines. They also asked about the safety at the racetracks and in regards to veterinarians and what roles they play in enhancing the welfare of the horses. We explained to them that numbers so far year to date in 2024 versus 2023, our thoroughbred catastrophic rate is significantly below the national average of 1.2 catastrophic deaths per 1,000 starts. Quarter horses is a little bit above the national average. But we feel that the new vet program that we have, in which we're pre-race examining 100% of the horses versus 30% or 20%, which we were doing prior to hiring our new vets, and some maneuvers by racetracks, such as Redoso's down safety agreement policy that they have and mandate for vets to sign off on horses after they're entered, showing that they're fit to run. We think policies like that should be the gold standard in our industry and should be adopted by the other racetracks in this state, because we're we're seeing some pretty good effects. It was a complete reversal at redose of downs after what we had in 2023, this year after that implementation. So we applaud them for implementing that agreement and mandating that it's filled out. And I think it's putting accountability on these horsemen and the veterinarians before they put a horse out there on the track to compete. That horse better be in as best a shape as it possibly can. And AQHA challenge races coming here to Albuquerque this weekend. We're pre-pandemic. It's one of the biggest events we've had here in New Mexico. It was a resounding success. We hope the same now that we're a couple years out of the pandemic, that this thing will pick up again. It's been in Indiana and I think Texas since I last ran here. So we're hoping everyone comes out for a big day of racing on Saturday. And we'll be speaking with the AQHA Youth Experience tomorrow, explaining to the youth about regulation and horse racing and our drug testing program. So looking forward to it, looking forward to spending with all our friends at the AQHA, all the committees and councils and so forth. So everyone come on out. Looking forward to seeing you guys there. I stand for any questions.
Got one comment. So all the action we took last week towards a licensee, the sole purpose of that was to protect our horse population from that disease, correct?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, that was the main focus of this. We do have a duty to protect our racing population. You know, you get a lot of armchair quarterbacks out there. You do one thing, you don't do anything, you take a lot of flack. You do something, you take a lot of flack. It's the nature of our business. You've got big shoulders. We can handle it. You know, either way, we're going to catch criticism, but in our hearts, we know we're doing the right thing to protect our racing population and do what's right.
So we feel good about that?
At this point in time, yes.
Okay. Any other questions for the chair, executive director? Anybody? Mary Barber, New Mexico Breeders Association. You up there, Mary?
I am. Can you hear me?
Wow. Yeah.
Good morning, commissioners. Mary Barber, New Mexico Horse Breeders Association. I'm coming to you from the Embassy Suites this morning. I'm attending the AQHA affiliate workshop. And unfortunately, I left one of my reports in the other meeting room. I don't have my New Mexico Breeds Running an Open Overnight Races report. However, you should have it in front of you. I believe they're averaging about 28% of breeds running open are coming in the top three at the Downs at Albuquerque New Mexico State Fair. For their race a day report, through October 6th, they had 23 days of racing. And in that time, they had 31 thoroughbred overnight races, 27 quarter horse overnight races, three thoroughbred trials, 19 quarter horse trials, three thoroughbred stakes and one quarter horse stakes for a total of the 84. Our contribution to those races came to $473,500. This is $50,500 more than in 2023. We did add $44,000 to the trials this year. We just started implementing that program that we add $2,000 to every New Mexico bred trial. For the average field size, and this is for restricted New Mexico bred overnight races only. For the thoroughbreds, they're averaging 7.65 horses per race. The quarter horses are averaging 8.97 horses per race and a combined average field size of 8.26. I would like to thank Dustin Dix for locating our wonderful millionaire trophy and bringing it here to Albuquerque today. I will be coming by tomorrow to pick it up. It will now start living at our office. We will take it to any of our award ceremony where there is a millionaire. We have three millionaires that we will be honoring at our next award ceremony. First of all, we have two flash for you. He actually became a millionaire back in 2015. But I believe we had ceased that program and now I am reviving it. So we will be honoring him. And then we also have the thoroughbred filly, Karina Karina, who made the $1 million mark here in Albuquerque. And also KJ Bad Moon Rising, who just became a millionaire when he won the New Mexico Horse Breeders, the New Mexico State Bear Quarter Horse Futurity. And that's all I have for today.
But to me, it's going to have a lot of plaques over the years because of these million-dollar races now.
Yes, and I can't think of any better advertisement to get horses, get people breeding here. So, I mean, who doesn't want to have a millionaire, right?
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, we're very excited. And Thunderdome is only 40,000 away from becoming a millionaire also. He just won a race recently, an allowance race at the Downs at Albuquerque also. So we're going to be watching him pretty close.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. You done?
I'm done.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Thank Mary.
You. All righty. Bye-bye.
At this point, we're going to go into executive session. How long do you think we'll be in executive session?
Depends how long we want to talk there.
It's up to you, in other words. 35 minutes.
Yeah, shouldn't be long.
And we'll need a motion and a vote to go into executive.
Oh,
can I have a motion?
I move that the commission enter into executive session to discuss pending litigation, licensing matters, and for deliberation in connection with legal proceedings as identified under item number 7 of the meeting agenda. In accordance with NMSA 1978 sections 10-15-1, H1, 3, and 7 of the Open Meetings Act.
I second the motion, Petrie.
Roll call, Mary.
Billy Smith.
Yes.
John Buffington.
Yes.
Bob Petrie.
Yes.
Hold it down.
They all laugh.
Richard, do you want to bring us back in?
Denise, are we ready?
Oh, on really be yeah.
Okay. All right. We are back in open session, and I hereby swear and affirm that during the closed executive session, the matters that were discussed are the matters listed in the agenda in the order. Discussion was had and no decisions were made. Mr. Chairman.
All right, let's move on to unfinished business. In the manner of John Bassett. Richard?
Mr. Chairman, honorable commissioners, it's my understanding that after hearing from Mr. Bassett and deliberating, the commission would like to entertain the following motion that Mr. John Bassett, having served his 10-year suspension, the motion is that commission would agree to waive his $10,000 fine, and Mr. Bassett may apply for NMRC licensure. If he does apply for a trainer's test, it is subject to him taking and passing the New Mexico trainer's test.
Anybody, any questions from the commissioners? None. Can I get a motion?
I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, Denise.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Mr. Bassett, you have your license back. Congratulations. Let's move on to the matter of Eric Mickelson. All right, Richard.
Mr. Chairman, honorable commissioners, it's my understanding that in the matter of Eric Daniel Mickelson, Mr. Mickelson, having paid his $15,000 fine, he in fact is restored to good standing. And pursuant to the stipulated agreement that if he decides to apply for, and he is eligible to apply for NMRC licensure, and if he decides to apply for the trainer's test, he must retake and pass the trainer's exam, New Mexico trainer's exam.
Looking for a motion.
Denise Buffington, I'll make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call. Denise, please.
Billy Smith.
Yes.
Don Buffington.
Yes.
Bob Petrie.
Yes.
Right. All right. Moving on in the matter of Artilio Valdez. Richard.
Mr. Chairman, Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding that in the matter of licensee Artilio Valdez, the commission would like to entertain a motion to adopt in full the hearing officer's report in the matter, and specifically that would involve a total of a $2,500 fine, a 0.5 point assessment for each of the two drugs that were found in the horse in this medication violation case, a 15-day suspension, and that is to run consecutively with his previous ruling.
Looking for a motion.
This is Buffington. I'll make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Any discussion? Not hearing none. Roll call, Denise, please.
Billy Smith.
Yes.
Don Buffington.
Yes.
Bob Petrie.
Yes.
Moving on to D. Request for approval of the first half of 2025 regular commission meeting dates.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, on behalf of the staff of the Racing Commission, we're proposing the following dates and times and locations for the 2025 year. It's the first 6 months. Thursday, January 16th, 2025, 9 a.m. in Albuquerque. Thursday, February 20th, 9 a.m. at Sunland Park.
It's supposed to be Albuquerque.
That's what I thought. You're out of the weeds, Dustin. We'll do Albuquerque.
We don't like your hosting.
That's Albuquerque. I was going to say, well, we got to put Sunray and Zia.
Yeah.
Men, so we'll, you're out, Dustin.
So we'll continue on. So for clarification for everyone, that's Thursday, February 20th, 2025, 9 a.m. Albuquerque. Thursday, March 20th, 2025, 9 a.m. Albuquerque. Thursday, April 17th, 9 a.m. Albuquerque. Thursday, May 6th, 15th. 9 a.m. Albuquerque, and Thursday, June 26th, 2025 at 9 a.m. in Albuquerque.
Now, they're all the third Thursday except the last one. Why did we move that to the...
I have to talk to our date guru today. I'll defer to Denise Chavez.
For that is Juneteenth. And so we just overlooked having...
It's a state holiday, right?
It's a state holiday.
That's a holiday that's right in the middle of the week, I think on a Wednesday or Tuesday.
Okay. So will the gaming control board do that too?
That I don't know.
All right, I guess it makes a difference. I can that'll work. All right. Looking for a motion to approve.
Buffington, I'll make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Any discussions? Any, not hearing any? Roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Moving on to E, request for approval to amend 2024 Zia Park Stewards. Is
yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, we respectfully request approval to amend the 2024 Board of Stewards for Zia Park as... Unfortunately, Mr. Donald Roush, one of our stewards, has submitted his letter of resignation to move on to different pastures. So in his place, we ask approval for Miss Whitney Verbal, a well-versed steward from the East Coast, who's looking and excited to come into New Mexico for a short time.
Any discussion? Oh, we lose Mr. Roush. Where's he?
I don't know what he has planned exactly, but, you know, I think he just wants
doesn't
time away.
Us, huh? His plans.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. Looking for a motion to approve.
This is Buffington. I'll make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, Denise.
Billy Smith.
Yes.
John Buffington.
Yes.
Bob Petrie.
Yes.
Moving on to F, approvals for New Mexico State Fair, Mr. Cook.
Good morning, Commissioners, Chairman. Don Cook representing the New Mexico State Fair, requesting approval to amend our 2024 post times and wagering format. And this was September 20th when we ran 14 trial races for the New Mexico State Fair Futurity.
Looking for a motion?
Buffington, I'll make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
I know any. No. Oh.
I think there was a second post times and for the La Fiesta Futurity.
Oh, all those.
On the 27th?
You want us to do?
Oh, that's the Downs of Albuquerque.
September 27th?
I don't know who made it. Oh, I'm going to change that.
Requested
We just moved the post time to 1:30 that day, Don. We had a 6 o'clock schedule because we had.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, we moved the post time. We were scheduled to start at 6. We moved it to 1:30.
I would amend my motion to include that.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Lee Smith?
Yes.
Don Buffington?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Moving on, approval for the Downs of Albuquerque.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, requesting to ratify our 2024 racing official. And that was on the date Wednesday, October 2nd. Dr. John Snyder replaced our regular vet, Dr. Richard Pierce. And on Friday, October 4th, Saturday, October 5th, Sunday, October 6th, Dr. Christian Amaviska replaced Dr. Pierce on those three race days. Asking for your ratification of that move.
Your motion to ratify the three amendments for Downs of Albuquerque.
Buffington, I'll make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, Denise.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
Sean Buffington?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Moving on to H, approvals for Sunland Park. Mr. Dix.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Dustin Dix, Director of Racing, Sunland Park Racetrack and Casino. We're respectfully requesting approval of our 2025 condition book, book one as submitted.
Any discussion? Looking for a motion?
Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, Denise.
Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
To I, approvals for Zia Park. Applications to approval of amend 2024 primary license.
Yes, Chairman. Chris Mackerlane, Penn Entertainment, representing Zia Park. The request for the amended primary license, if you recall at your last commission meeting, there were two additional race dates added to the calendar. Due to a communications issue, one of the dates was incorrect. So the correct dates are December 4th and December 11th to be added to the calendar for the 2024 meet. And we ask for ratification of those two dates.
Do you have any, I'm looking for a motion.
As Buffington, I'll make that motion to approve.
Second, Petrie.
Any discussion? Denise, roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Petrie?
Yes.
The second request, Chairman, is for approval to amend our 2024 racing officials. This is an update to our prior submissions based on several positions that were unfilled, now being filled for the 2024 meet.
Any discussion? If not, looking for a motion?
Ms. Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, Denise.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Yes.
That would conclude our meeting. There being no other business before the commission, I will hear a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Beth Buffington to make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please, Denise.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
That concludes our meeting. Thank you very much.